You know the exact moment we are talking about. You have
Gotcha.
never had to think about this system before, and now, well, suddenly it is the only thing on your mind.
Right. It is a very specific, just a suffocating, kind of overwhelming feeling.
Yeah, exactly. Your parent is finally home from the hospital, or maybe, you know, maybe they just got back from a stay at a rehabilitation facility, and the immediate medical crisis has passed.
Thank goodness.
Right. But a new, very quiet crisis is unfolding right there at your kitchen table. You are looking at a pile of discharge paperwork. You have this confusing new list of medications.
And none of the names make sense.
None of them. And you are staring at a calendar full of disconnected follow-up appointments. And in that moment, I mean, you realize that keeping them healthy is not just about managing one single medical condition anymore. It is about trying to manage an entire fragmented system.
Because suddenly health is about everything else. It is about figuring out how they are actually getting to the doctor when they can no longer drive. It is making sure they have the right food to eat for their new diagnosis. It is about whether they feel safe just walking down their own hallway to the bathroom.
And as the family caregiver, you feel like you are spinning a dozen different plates, and none of the people holding those plates seem to talk to each other. I mean, the primary care doctor does not know what the specialist said
Which happens all the time.
all the time. The pharmacy does not have the updated prescription, and no one seems to be asking the most important question of all, which is, what does your parent actually need day to day to stay healthy and safe in their own home?
And that gap in care, that exact feeling of being stranded at the kitchen table, that is what we are focusing on today. We are editors at California Care Compass, and our mission for this deep dive is to look at a massive statewide initiative that California has launched to solve this exact problem.
Yeah, today's deep dive is built on a stack of sources. We're looking at everything from dense California Department of Healthcare Services policy blueprints to real-world testimonies from family caregivers who are actually piloting this program.
Real people on the ground.
Right. You might have heard the name floating around. Maybe you saw it in a news report. Or printed on a piece of mail you got from Medi-Cal. The name is CALAIM.
Which is the acronym, of course.
Of course. It stands for California Advancing and Innovating Medi-Cal.
It sounds like pure government jargon.
It really does. But behind that complicated name is a very powerful idea that could fundamentally change how your parent gets care. We are going to translate CALAIM into plain language so you can actually use it.
Because to really grasp what CalAIM is trying to do, we have to look at why California felt the absolute need to invent it in the first place.
Right.
If we step back from your kitchen table and look at the state's overarching system, we see a massive historical flaw in how we think about medicine. For decades, our healthcare system, and specifically traditional Medi-Cal, has been built to be entirely reactive.
Meaning it waits for things to go wrong.
Exactly. It
Yeah.
is designed to pay for things only after someone gets sick.
The system loves an emergency, honestly. It will gladly pay to treat an illness. It will pay for a specialist visit. It will pay for a complex surgery.
Right.
It will absolutely pay for an ambulance ride to the emergency room when a crisis hits.
But historically, it ignores the whole person needs that actually keep people healthy and out of that ambulance in the first place.
Yeah.
We have always known that health is about more than just an absence of disease. Health is having stable housing. It is having nutritious food. It is having dedicated care coordination when your health conditions are complicated.
But the traditional medical system simply was not built to handle those things.
No, it was not. The underlying economic mechanism of healthcare relied on medical billing codes.
The billing codes.
Right. If a doctor could not attach a procedural billing code to it, the system would not pay for it. There's no traditional billing code for finding a patient a safe apartment or for teaching them how to cook a low-sodium meal.
Which creates a just completely baffling economic reality. I mean, the system would pay an astronomical sum for an emergency room visit and a hip replacement surgery after a fall.
Right, huge amounts of money.
But it refused to pay a tiny fraction of that cost for a simple home modification, like a grab bar that could have prevented the fall entirely.
And that backward economic logic is exactly what CalAIM is attempting to dismantle.
Finally.
Yeah. This is a massive, long-term project led by the California Department of Healthcare Services. and it is done with official approval from the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Which is a big deal to get that approval.
A very big deal. Yeah. The overarching goal of these agencies is to fundamentally shift Medicommunity from a reactive system that only pays for medical procedures and turn it into a proactive system that invests in a person's overall health, including their social and environmental needs.
Let's unpack this with a comparison, because looking at all these policy documents, it really feels like this. Before CalAIM, your parents' healthcare was basically like hiring a collection of separate contractors to build a house.
That is a great way to think about it.
Right. You hired a plumber for one issue. You hired an electrician for another issue. You hired a roofer. But there was no blueprint. And you, the stressed out family caregiver, were suddenly forced to be the general contractor without any construction experience.
Just figuring it out on the fly.
Exactly. You were the one trying to get all these different specialists to communicate. CalAIM is essentially California's attempt to finally provide you with a professional general contractor.
Right. They want to provide someone whose entire job is to see the big picture. They are aiming to give a single point of contact to the people with the most complex needs.
Yeah.
And crucially, they are giving that person new tools to work with. These are tools that go way beyond what you would typically find in a standard doctor's office.
Okay, so if the state is finally giving us a general contractor, who exactly is showing up at the house? What authority do they actually have? Because, you know, an idea is nice, but we need to know what this means in practice.
Very true. CalAIM introduces two major new categories of support for eligible medical members. They have formal names, and it's very helpful to know them when you are navigating the system.
Get the pens ready.
Right. The first one is called Enhanced Care Management, and the second is called Community Supports.
Let's start with Enhanced Care Management, because that seems to be the foundation of all of this.
Yes. Enhanced Care Management is that general contractor we just talked about. It is a new, highly intensive benefit for medical members who have the most complex health and social needs.
Okay.
If your parent is eligible for this, they will be assigned a single lead care manager. This is a dedicated human being whose entire job is to be your parent's advocate and guide through the system.
Just to be clear, though, this person is not taking over their medical care, right? They are not acting as a new doctor.
No, absolutely not. They do not provide clinical medical care themselves. They coordinate it. They become the central hub of communication for your parent, for you as the caregiver, and for the entire sprawling team of doctors, specialists, pharmacists, and social service providers.
And looking at the caregiver testimonies in our sources, this looks like incredibly hands-on help. A lead care manager can meet your parent wherever they are. They can meet them at the hospital before discharge.
Which is huge.
Huge. They can come to the house, or they can even meet at a local coffee shop.
Yeah.
They help create one single shared care plan that everyone on the medical team can actually access. They sit down at that kitchen table, they look at the five different pill bottles, and they help your parent understand exactly what each one is for.
They are the translator for all that medical jargon. And they are the person you call when the system feels overwhelming.
I hear lead care manager, and my immediate cynical thought is, well, great, another bureaucrat with a clipboard who can organize a calendar but cannot actually fix my mom's broken shower.
A very fair concern.
Right. What power does this person actually have to get tangible things done? Because a coordinator cannot build a wheelchair ramp.
That skepticism is totally valid. And it brings us directly to the second pillar of CalAIM. That category is called community supports.
Community supports. Oh.
This is the set of tangible, real-world tools the care manager is allowed to use. The California Department of Healthcare Services recognize that sometimes the most effective medical intervention is not a pill or a surgical procedure.
Right.
Sometimes a handrail is much better medicine than a prescription.
So these are services that are not strictly medical in the traditional sense, but they directly impact a person's health.
Exactly. These are practical services offered by community-based organizations. And under CalAIM, the medical health plan actually pays for them.
Wow.
The critical bureaucratic phrase to remember here is in lieu of.
In lieu of.
Right. These supports are intended to be used in lieu of more expensive traditional services. The state realized they would much rather pay a small amount for a service that keeps your parent healthy and safe at home.
Rather than pay a massive hospital bill for an emergency room visit later on.
Exactly. Or fund a long-term nursing home stay.
Our sources mentioned there are 14 approved community supports right now. What are the big categories that a family caregiver listening to this should know about?
Well, they fall into a few key areas of daily life. The first is housing assistance.
Okay.
And this goes far beyond just handing someone a list of available apartments. It can include actual financial help with security deposits or application fees, or even paying to have a home deep cleaned or exterminated so a person can avoid being evicted.
Wait, they will pay for an exterminator?
Yes, if it is directly tied to their health and keeping them housed.
That is incredible. Another huge category I saw is nutrition. The policy papers outline medically tailored meals.
Oh, this is a game changer for folks coming home from the hospital.
Yeah.
If your parent has kidney disease or heart failure, the care manager can arrange for meals specifically designed for those exact medical conditions, and they are delivered right to their home.
That is just one massive thing off the caregiver's plate.
Literally.
Literally. And earlier we talked about the handrail. Home modifications are officially on this list of supports, which seems incredibly practical.
Home safety is a major community support. This covers minor home modifications to improve accessibility and safety.
So things like the grab bars.
Right, installing grab bars in the bathroom, building a permanent ramp for a wheelchair, widening a doorway, or even providing a high-grade air purifier for someone with severe chronic asthma.
Wow.
There is also caregiver support, which includes things like respite care.
Respite care is so crucial.
It really is.
That means providing a trained temporary caregiver to come to the home for a few hours, just so the family caregiver can step away, run errands, or simply get a much-needed mental break without worrying about their parents' safety.
Exactly. And finally, there is help with medical equipment and non-medical transportation that traditional Medi-Cal might not typically cover.
Okay, so a care manager can buy my dad medically tailored groceries and install a ramp at his house. That sounds amazing. But, you know, knowing how complex government systems work, my immediate fear is, what is the catch?
Always look for the catch.
Right. If we accept these new social services, are they going to cut his traditional medical coverage? If I enroll my mom in CalAIM, does that mean giving up her regular primary care doctor or losing her caregiver through in-home supportive services?
That is the single most common fear families have when they hear about this. And the answer is absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not. CalAIM does not replace anything. It is explicitly designed to add a new layer of support right on top of the traditional medical benefits you already know and rely on.
That is a huge relief.
It is.
Yeah.
Your parent keeps their regular doctors. They keep their prescription drug coverage. If they have an in-home supportive services caregiver, they keep that caregiver. All of those core benefits remain untouched. CalAIM just builds on that foundation to fill in the gaping holes.
Let's walk through a practical example from our sources to show how this layering actually works in real life. Because the policy blueprints provide a really clear scenario of a mother living with congestive heart failure and diabetes.
Yes, that is a great example.
Yeah.
So under traditional Medi-Cal, the system pays for her cardiologist, it pays for her primary care doctor, it pays for her daily medications, you know, like insulin and diuretics, and it covers her blood sugar test strips.
Okay.
And if her condition inevitably gets worse because she is struggling to manage it all alone at home, traditional Medi-Cal will step in to pay for the emergency room visit and the extended hospital stay.
Right. That is the baseline reactive system we are all used to. Now, let's look at how CalAIM changes her daily life.
Okay.
If this mother qualifies, an enhanced care manager is assigned to her. That care manager comes to her home and makes sure she actually understands how to take all those different medications the doctor's prescribed.
Which is half the battle.
Exactly. They coordinate the appointments between the cardiologist and the primary care doctor, so everyone is reading from the same medical chart.
And then they start utilizing the community supports. So the care manager might notice that this mother is really struggling to cook for herself because, well, she gets exhausted just standing at the stove.
Yeah.
So the care manager connects her to a local organization to get medically tailored meals delivered to her door. These meals are specifically cooked to be low in sodium for her heart failure and perfectly balanced for her diabetes.
Furthermore, the care manager might be walking down the hallway and notice that a loose rug is a serious tripping hazard.
Right.
They can immediately arrange for another community support to remove that rug and install a sturdy grab bar in the bathroom. In that scenario, nothing about her traditional medical care was taken away. She still sees her cardiologist.
Easy.
But for the first time, her physical environment and her daily social needs are being treated as equally important to her medical chart.
The historical walls between physical health, mental health, and social services are finally being broken down.
Which is amazing, seeing how transformative this layered approach is. The immediate next question is obvious. How do I know if my parent actually qualifies for this? And who is going to be the one knocking on their door to deliver it?
Good question. This is where we need to look closely at the mechanics of the rollout.
Yeah.
Calame is powerful, but it's not for everyone on Medi-Call right now.
Okay, so it is limited.
Yes. These services are specifically targeted at members with the most significant complex needs. The state is not just picking these groups at random.
How do they pick them?
The California Department of Healthcare Services looked at the data, and they realized that a very small percentage of patients consume the vast majority of the state's healthcare budget. Intervening with these high-risk groups is not just compassionate. It is economically necessary for the survival of the state system.
Looking at the data from the sources, they called these groups the populations of focus. They are targeting the heavy hitters first. People where a lack of coordination is actively dangerous. Who falls into that high-risk bucket?
Well, the eligible groups include people currently experiencing homelessness. It includes adults with serious mental health conditions or severe substance use disorders.
Okay.
It includes adults who are frequent, repeat users of the hospital or emergency room. It includes children and youth with complex needs, such as those navigating the foster care system.
That makes a lot of sense.
And crucially, it includes adults with complex medical conditions who are at risk for needing to live in a nursing home.
I really want to highlight that last category because for the families listening to this deep dive right now, that is going to be the most critical one.
Definitely.
Adults with complex conditions who are at risk for needing a nursing home. This describes so many older adults who are frail, who are juggling multiple chronic illnesses like dementia or heart failure, and who are just barely managing to stay safely at home.
Just holding on.
Yeah. And reading through the caregiver accounts, a recent fall or a recent hospitalization is often the glaring red flag that proves to the state that they are eligible for this higher level of care.
A hospital discharge is often the clear indicator to the bureaucracy that this person needs a drastic intervention to prevent them from ending up right back in that hospital bed.
So if a parent meets these criteria and qualifies, how does the actual delivery work? I mean, do I call a massive state office building in Sacramento to get a ramp built?
No, thankfully no. And understanding this chain of command is vital.
Okay.
The California Department of Healthcare Services sets the broad rules and the philosophy for the whole state. But your parents' managed care plan is the entity actually responsible for identifying eligible members and paying the bills for these new services.
Okay, when the sources talk about a managed care plan, they mean the specific health insurance brands managing the medical benefits, like LA Care, Health Net, or Kaiser.
Yes. In California, most people with Medi-Call are enrolled in one of these managed care plans. Under CalAIM, these plans are legally required to provide enhanced care management and community supports. They authorize the care and they hold the purse strings.
Got it.
However, the health plans themselves do not usually employ the people showing up at your house.
Oh, really?
No, they do not have an army of care managers sitting in a corporate office somewhere. And they certainly do not have a fleet of vans to deliver hot meals. Instead, they contract with local community-based organizations to do the actual groundwork.
So the person showing up to do the home assessment might be from a local senior center or a neighborhood nonprofit?
Spot on. And this is a huge intentional benefit of the design. The system is meant to be deeply local. The people providing the care management are often the same organizations that have been serving your specific neighborhood for decades.
It is so much better than a stranger from corporate.
Exactly. They already know which local food pantry has the most reliable fresh produce. They know which neighborhood handyman actually shows up on time to install grab bars. They know the complicated local bus routes.
They know the community.
They have deep roots and established trust within the community, which a massive insurance corporation simply does not have.
And this localized model requires other government agencies to finally collaborate, too.
Oh, absolutely. It is a massive attempt to get all levels of government speaking the same language. You have the California Department of Aging working alongside local area agencies on aging, who are vital partners for older adults on the ground.
Right.
You also have the California Department of Social Services, which oversees vital programs like in-home supportive services. The grand ambition is to connect the massive state bureaucracy all the way down to the local neighborhood nonprofit delivering a meal.
Which brings us to the editorial reality of the situation today.
Yes, the messy reality.
Right. Because CalAIM relies on these managed care plans, contracting with thousands of independent local nonprofits, the rollout across California is messy and uneven. Some counties have a robust network of providers ready to go right now, and others have significant frustrating gaps in service.
That is the California Care Compass editorial take on this entire initiative. Kaleem is undeniably the biggest transformation of Medi-Cal in a generation. It formally recognizes and funds the unpaid care coordination job that daughters, sons, and spouses have been doing in the dark for years.
Yeah.
But because it relies entirely on local execution and brand new contracts, you cannot just sit back and wait for the system to proactively offer it to you. You have to force their hand.
And that leads directly to our action plan. We want to give you exact steps on what to do this week to advocate for your family.
Right. Actionable advice.
Step one, go find your parents' medical card. Locate the name of their managed care health plan and find the member services phone number on the back of that card. Save that number in your phone.
That card is your key to the entire system.
Step two, sit down with a piece of paper and write a script. Do not worry about using official government jargon or citing policy blueprints. Just write down the real-world, tangible problems you are experiencing at home.
Keep it simple.
Write things like, my mom keeps missing her specialist appointments because she cannot drive and we do not have a reliable ride. Or, my dad is supposed to be on a strict low-sodium diet after his hospital stay, but he is too tired to stand at the stove and I do not know what to cook for him. Or simply, I am terrified my mother is going to fall in the shower again.
Having those specific, concrete examples of daily failure is so much more effective than just calling a representative and saying that things are generally difficult.
Exactly. Step three, you make the call. Call that member services number. When you get a human being on the line, say, I am calling on behalf of my parent. I am their caregiver. I would like to request an assessment for enhanced care management.
And pay attention to those words.
Yeah.
Using that exact phrase, enhanced care management, is the secret password.
The magic words.
Right. The person answering the phone at a massive call center might not know the broad, sweeping philosophy of CalAIM, but they are specifically trained to look up enhanced care management in their computer system.
You give them your parents' medical ID number, and you read directly from your script. You explain the missed appointments, the challenges with managing the complex meals, the intense fear of falling. The more specific you are about the risks, the better they can justify the level of need to the system.
And my addition to this action plan is to remind you to be patient, but to be fiercely, unapologetically persistent.
You have to be.
You really do. The representative you speak with will likely need to transfer you to a specific care management department. Remember, this is a very new, very complicated world for the health plan representatives, too. They are learning the mechanics of this system just like you are. But asking for this assessment is your right, and it is their legal responsibility to assess your parent for it.
It is a bureaucratic process, but the potential support waiting on the other side is absolutely worth the effort.
It is life-changing support. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a broader thought to ponder.
Oh, I love these.
We have talked a lot today about the public state system paying for things like rent assistance, deep cleaning, medically tailored food, and bathroom grab bars.
Yeah.
If California successfully proves through this massive CalAIM experiment that paying for these social supports is ultimately cheaper and far more effective than paying for endless emergency room visits, well, how might this fundamentally force the entire private health insurance industry in America to redefine what constitutes healthcare?
Oh, wow. It is a fascinating ripple effect. If the public system proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that a simple handrail saves more money than a complex hip surgery, the private insurance giants are going to have to pay attention to that math.
They will have no choice. It could completely change the expectations for everyone, regardless of what kind of insurance card is sitting in their wallet.
That is something to really think about the next time you're sitting at that kitchen table, looking at that intimidating pile of discharge paperwork. You are not just fighting for your parents' daily care, you are participating in a massive shift in how care is delivered in this country. We hope this deep dive helped clear away some of the jargon and gave you a real practical path forward. Next time on California Care Compass, we are going to tackle another major hurdle. We will be discussing hospital discharge planning, your specific rights as a family caregiver, and the vital questions you must ask the medical team before you walk out those automatic doors. Until then, take a breath, write your script, and make that call.